Several states banned same-sex marriage last year by ballot initiative, and it's still a hot-button issue. In Massachusetts, it's the only state to legalize gay marriage, but soon citizens could vote on whether to ban it. Commentator John McCann says that folks on both sides of the issue are jumping the gun and making hasty decisions.
What in the world was Elton John talking about the other day when he got to running off at the mouth about religion causing folks to hate gay people? Oh, well, maybe it's stuff like the Baptist State Convention of North Carolina voting to kick to the curb congregations too cozy with lesbians and the like. And for the record, I'm using the word gay interchangeably with homosexual for the sake of conversation, because it really is a shame for a perfectly good word pertaining to happiness to get associated with a cultural taboo. You know, it almost feels like 2006 ought to have been called the Year of the Queer. Whether it was politics or entertainment, gay people always seemed to be somewhere in the mix. Quoting now from Elton John in the London Observer's Music Monthly magazine, and pardon my English, but here goes. "I would ban religion completely. Organized religion doesn't seem to work. It turns people into really hateful lemmings, and it's not really compassionate." Excuse me? You're telling me that steering somebody away from a lifestyle that's contrary to social and natural norms lacks compassion? That explaining to a couple of dudes or two dudettes that no matter how they contort their bodies together, that the probability of them yielding a baby is zero? And even if science grants them a child, like the one produced by Vice President Dick Cheney's daughter and her lover, society's just not ready for that. Which is saying a lot when you consider that America is a moral cesspool. Yet voters went to the polls in November and said no to same-sex marriage. Now, mind you, this past election ended the stints of Republicans who built careers hoisting the anti-gay banner of the Bush administration. But right, many of the Democrats replacing them are social conservatives, not liberals. Here's what I predict. Senator Hillary Clinton will make a dash for the White House in 2008 with talk show host Rosie O'Donnell as her running mate. I mean, how else do you explain O'Donnell grabbing all the headlines? The woman's everywhere, fighting with Donald Trump for being a playboy who discovered his moral compass just in time to condemn Miss USA Tara Conner for partying like Paris Hilton, and fussing at talk show host Kelly Ripa for what the gay O'Donnell viewed as homophobic remarks directed at American Idol spawn Clay Aiken. In case you missed it, Aiken, guest hosting on Live with Regis and Kelly, put his hand over Ripa's mouth while she was talking. He was just playing around, and Ripa took it in relative stride by pushing away and remarking that she didn't know where Aiken's hand had been. Now, Donald said Ripa was being anti-gay. If you ask me, Ripa was just being antibacterial, promoting good hygiene as well as good manners. Indeed, the very appearance of gayness is a lightning rod, which led a school system here in North Carolina to ban And Tango Makes Three, a book about two male penguins raising a hatchling. Elton John would not like that.
John McCann is a columnist for the Herald Sun in Durham, North Carolina.